Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. There are fewer than 100 ocelots in Texas. Saturday, when you attend the Ocelot Conservation Festival in Harlingen, you'll learn about this endangered cat while contributing to its survival.
It's basically a one-day family-oriented festival. It has a real wide variety of activities and programs for families to do, and the proceeds from the event go to be used specifically for ocelot conservation.
Jody Mays is wildlife biologist at Laguna Atascosa Natural Wildlife Refuge. Ocelots live in the Rio Grande Valley.
Over the years, when I would go to do school programs or talk to people in the local communities and I would mention ocelots, probably half of the people that I spoke with had never even heard of an ocelot and they didn't know what it was. We're the only place in the U.S. that you can see something like this, and it's right in our backyard. So I think that through this Ocelot Conservation Festival, we have been able to raise awareness in the local communities and are continuing to do that.
The festival is Saturday, February 10th at the Marine Military Academy from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is $3. Kids under 2 are free. That's our show for today, supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, helping to fund the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.